This is a second Pulitzer for UVA historian Alan Taylor, and getting the prize twice is rare indeed. But so is Taylor's story. Much had been written about slaves who escaped during the American Revolution, joining British forces and winning their freedom. But few knew about enslaved people from the Chesapeake region who stole boats during the War of 1812 and made their way to British ships off American shores.
I found some remarkable documents telling these dramatic stories of their nighttime escapes, eluding pursuit, fighting on behalf of the British as Marines and sailors and nurses and laundresses and guides and pilots.
He discovered those documents in a surprising place, the National Archives.
A claims commission was set up by the U.S. government to compensate masters, and it was set up under the auspices of the Department of State, so the records are in the Department of State's records. It hasn't been microfilmed, it hasn't been digitized, and it was only when I requested it and they brought out a full cart with 11 boxes of this material that I realized that I had found a gold mine for documenting the lives of these extremely brave and resourceful people.
There were letters written by 7 of those who escaped.
The richest of them was written by a man named Bartlett Shanklin, who was a blacksmith in King George County on the Potomac River, who led an escape by 17 people. They stole a ferry boat so that they would be able to crowd all 17 people in there so their families could get out with them. And they went down the Potomac and found a British warship and escaped to safety. And then 5.5 years later, he wrote a very pointed letter to his former master, glorying in his new freedom and the prosperity that he was able to achieve as a free man in Nova Scotia.
Some of the former slaves settled in Britain.
I found one fascinating man who became a dentist in London, and a very successful one, and one who was able to employ a white man as his assistant. Some went to Scotland, some ended up in Spain, but these were small numbers.
A majority went to Canada or Trinidad. Taylor, who's always wanted to write about America's underdogs, is glad to think more people will read their stories thanks to the Pulitzer. It comes with a check for $10,000, which he may use to support graduate students pursuing degrees in history. I'm Sandy Houseman.